Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome to another episode of Strictly Business, the podcast in which we speak with some of the brightest minds working in media today. I'm Andrew Wallenstein with Variety. As the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers, Jeannie Buss has long been well known in pro sports. But now she's making a name for herself in Hollywood with a few different projects this year, including a Hulu documentary about her family's history with the Lakers that came out last month. And now another venture she owns is relaunching in September on TV stations nationwide, the WOW Women of Wrestling League. We'll be right back in just a moment to talk about all this with Jeannie Buss.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
We are back with Lakers owner Jeannie Buss, hot on the heels of her new Hulu documentary, Legacy, the true story of the Los Angeles Lakers, as well as a wrestling venture we'll get to a bit later in the show. Thanks for joining me today, Jeannie.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, is it a coincidence that you've got both of these projects going now? I know you're a businesswoman who has interests outside of basketball, but is there any kind of concerted push into entertainment going on?
It's strictly coincidence that the timing of the launch of both the docuseries on Hulu and the Women of Wrestling, event. And, we are in Hollywood. There's been a lot of other projects that we've worked on, but these two have really just kind of popped to the forefront.
Sure. And I mean, you're no stranger to working with people with interests in the business, going back to Magic and, of course, Kobe and now LeBron. I mean, are there lessons learned from their forays into entertainment? Do you ever talk to them about this stuff?
All, very talented people, storytellers in their own right. We certainly, over the years, Hollywood's been an important draw for us in terms of players seeing opportunities with the platform that is given to them by becoming a Laker and having not only the movie stars, TV stars sitting courtside, but also the producers, the directors, the writers, all of Hollywood comes together for Laker games. So there's just a natural synergy. And of course, we think about the cameos that our players have made on sitcoms and I'm thinking, just popping into my head is when Shaq was on Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, which was one of the funniest episodes, I think.
Definitely.
It just kind of lends itself to these characters that we have that are larger than life and the storytelling that can go with it.
And so with these natural synergies, I'm curious, in the past, have you done things that have been entertainment related prior to this documentary? And I'm just curious.
For over a decade, there's been different, I've worked with different producers in developing. They're all fascinated with, kind of the woman in a man's world in business, but also that it's a family business. So, there was, one producer that talked about that usually the only women in power, that you see on television are either doctors or lawyers or cops. And so having a female in business, but none of those came together until Mindy Kaling came along, and working with her on a new scripted series based on a character like me, that we, really have the green light and are moving forward.
Oh, so what is the status of that? When would we see that?
I don't know exactly when, when they think it would air. We're still in the development phase and working on scripts, but Mindy is, the producer and the creative behind it. And she loves basketball. She knows the business. She knows comedy. So it'll be more of a comedy than a drama. When you hear in development in Hollywood, you really don't know what that means.
Very true. You've been around, clearly. You know how it works. But just one last question on that. Is it about Jeannie Buss, the real character, or someone based on you that's different name, or what?
It's a character based on me, working in a family business and, however creatively she wants to take it, we have a lot of stories. I've shared a lot of information with her of things that have happened that, a writer couldn't dream up. So it's a never ending resource of material. Every day it's something different.
So for the Hulu documentary, I'm just curious, why tell the story at this time? Obviously, the story of the Lakers is far from over. So what was it about the timing?
This project started probably about 7 years ago. And, you know, in February, it'll be 10 years since my father, Dr. Jerry Buss, passed away. And, you know, a few years after he passed, you know, we just talked about how, you know, revolutionary, you know, the ideas that he brought to the NBA, the idea of marrying sports and entertainment. A lot of people could point to that moment when he got involved in sports, where everything kind of changed. And, you know, just telling his story was important, you know, to me and, you know, the people who actually lived through the story. So we just started talking about how we would go about doing, you know, telling the story. And over time, you know, became partners with Haven Entertainment and Kevin Mann as the producer, and bringing on Antoine Fuqua as the director. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, then in real time, we're winning a championship in 2020. So all of a sudden, there was just this beautiful story arc about, you know, Magic coming back to the Lakers, and, you know, how he started with my dad and then joined me in bringing back the Lakers into prominence by bringing a free agent by the name of LeBron James to our team. So, you know, it was a lot, many years in the process, and did not coincide with anything that HBO was doing with a scripted show called Winning Times. You know, this documentary, you know, has been a labor of love. And, you know, and again, it's important. It was important to me to tell my dad's story to a generation now that may have heard his name, but didn't really know what he did that made it so special. And certainly his relationship with Magic Johnson was unprecedented in sports. You know, you had an owner, an older white male with, you know, a younger black athlete, and the relationship that they put together was, you know, they were soulmates on the court. They inspired each other. And, you know, the idea that my dad was a rookie owner, drafted Magic Johnson, and as a rookie, he led the Lakers to win a championship that first year. You know, it just, you know, it's just out
of Hollywood.
It could be true, right?
Right out of Hollywood. You mentioned Winning Time, of course, and I guess you're saying it was basically a coincidence, the timing that, you know, but perfect timing in the sense that it was a corrective to something that was pretty controversial, and there was lots of criticism about its depictions. One thing that struck me, though, is you're probably the only person in Winning Time who I think has a rather flattering depiction. What did you think of seeing your own story?
Well, I mean, people have said that to me as if that would make me feel better. It's, you know, that's season one. I'm sure if they continue season two or three or four or whatever, you know, they will, you know, come after my character. And certainly not that I'm perfect, but, you know, I have done some things that are controversial and lived a, you know, rather, you know, public life in terms of who I've dated. And so, you know, I'm sure at some level, it'll be my turn, my character's turn to be roasted. But, you know, there were, you know, it's just, I always thought that, you know, the Lakers marks and logos were, you know, protected under laws and trademarks and copyrights. But as I've learned through this process, that there really isn't anything that you can protect if you're a public domain. And, you know, as long as the story is accurate or somewhat accurate and doesn't, you know, isn't intentionally you know, defaming the people involved. And so now did they get things, you know, wrong? Yes, they got things wrong. Did they get some things right? Yes, they got some things right. Was there an intent to defame anybody? That I can't answer. Only they can answer. But, I think that they got a lot of things right about my dad. And, you know, I miss my dad. So, you know, seeing him on screen, they did a lot of research. Every time in the show that my father, you know, called my name, he used actual nicknames that my dad called me. So that really was, you know, it brought me back to some really positive memories. And,
That's good.
Everybody has to decide whether they want to watch it or not. But like I said, they got a lot of things wrong, but they got some things right.
Okay. Well, at least it wasn't all bad. And, you know, what also struck me about the legacy documentary is when you hear about, okay, this is the official version, sometimes people will like, all right, this is going to be very sanitized. But you don't really shy away from the family drama over ownership. And I was curious, was that difficult to tackle?
It's actually been very healing for, I think, for me in particular, and I hope for the family, but I can't speak for my family, everybody in my family. But, people, again, were fascinated with, kind of what happened, what transpired between my brothers and I. And to me, it was very simple because it was spelled out in legal documents exactly what was to happen. And, you know, they were able to find some loopholes to challenge it. And so, you know, we had to deal with that, unfortunately, very publicly. But I think we've all moved forward since then, and we're all, you know, telling our story to the public and you know, let the public hear, you know, and I think people will understand in a family there's conflict. But what you do as a family is that it's always about the bigger picture. You know, there's always going to be a tomorrow when you're in a family, and, you know, how you move forward from the conflict.
We'll be back in just a minute to talk wrestling with Jeannie Buss.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
We're back with Jeannie Buss, and on September 17th, the WOW Women of Wrestling League is back. through a deal with Paramount, will put this show on CBS-owned and operated stations, as well as lots of other station groups. I didn't even realize that you've owned WOW since 2011, and I'm just curious, you know, trace your history here. What drew you to get involved in this in the first place?
You know, it's a passion project for me because I knew that as time went on, people would look at me as a leader in women's sports, women athletics. And I looked around and I thought, you know, unless, you know, there's so many college female athletes that, you know, don't really have a place to turn pro, unless you're going into the WNBA or becoming a professional tennis player or golfer, there's really not a lot of places for female athletes to shine. And I am friends with David McLean, who launched the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling that a lot of people are familiar with because of the Netflix series. And I said to David, you know, why don't we bring, you know, women of wrestling back, but let's evolve it from, you know, the 80s and bring it forward, because now there are so many great athletes that need a platform. And yes, there's women who participate in wrestling, but other wrestling formats really don't feature the women. They're the undercard, they're the sideshow. WOW is all, the only all-female wrestling cast. And it's fun. It's storytelling. It's characters, because I collected comic books when I was growing up. And I was the kid that would tie the towel around my neck and pretend to be Supergirl. And, you know, so it resonated with me, because every girl wants to get in touch with their inner beast, you know, their inner strength. And this is women fighting their own battles, not running to a man to save them. And women standing up for what they believe in. Maybe what they believe in is misguided or incorrect, but they're going to stand up and fight for what they believe in. And I think that message is really important for young girls to you know what to believe, you know, believe in themselves and be willing to stand up for that.
The WOW League has had a lot of stops and starts over the years. It was on the Access TV cable channel until 2019, and then the league shut down. So, I mean, why start yet again? Is it possible the market essentially has been telling you that there is no market for this kind of thing?
Well, you know, if women listen to that, then there, you know, there would be no women's sports at all. And so it's just taking people like me who believe and are willing to invest as promoters and figuring out a sustainable model. And we finally found the right partner in CBS Viacom. And we are now launching in September, and we have coverage over 100% of the outlets in the United States. We're overseas in Australia. We're picking up markets as we go along. And it's kind of like one of those things, if you build it, they will come. And we need to put a flag in the ground. And now we finally have the right partner that will give us the exposure that we so desperately needed to show that women can draw ratings, that women can be the center stage and be the draw. And this was the sustainable model that I feel that can, you know, last for generations, and that this is my investment back into women and athletics.
Well, besides what sounds like a really great sort of TV distribution plan, I'm curious, does this our incarnation of WOW differ from previous ones? Have you learned from past versions of, here's what we're going to do differently this time?
You know, I mean, I think the product has always been strong. The storytelling, the wrestling, it was just finding the audience and, you know, making sure that the women you know, were properly trained and, you know, and finding those stars. I mean, I fully expect that we'll find the female version of Dwayne The Rock Johnson or John Cena, that this will be a launching pad for, you know, stars that you know, just really needed an opportunity to gain attention and gain an audience.
But how, I've always wondered when you use that sort of WWE metaphor of the John Cenas of the world, if you create the next Rock or Cena and they go off of WOW, how does that help WOW? Or is it about, as those leagues have managed
to
do?
It's always about fresh faces, new mm-hmm. opportunities for women. And, you know, I just think that I know what it was like, you know, when I was 11 years old, my dad sat me down and there was an event on TV and it was Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs. And he pointed to the TV screen and said to me, "This is going to change the world." And at that time, you know, the idea for me as a young kid, a young girl, watching Billie Jean King play a man, like, how it blew my mind. And so it opened up these possibilities. And you know, I give so much credit to Billie Jean King for the inspiration. And that has allowed me to become who I am in business, because she didn't put the lid on top of what was possible. So I think that, you know, women of wrestling is, you know, just a small part of an opportunity for women to see and young girls to say, "Hey, I can do that. I can stand up there and be strong and be in touch with my strength. I don't have to, you know, shy and cower away from a challenge."
You know, you talked about the Billie Jean King match, which I believe was from like the early 70s. And I'm curious, we've obviously come a long, long way, probably about almost 50 years since then. Are you looking back across all sports, across wrestling, basketball, tennis, do you feel that women's sports still has a ways to go or has come very far and there's been great progress? I'm just curious to get your perspective.
Well, I'm impatient. It's come a long way since the 70s, but it's still not where it needs to be. And, you know, but it takes, like I said, it takes people like me who are willing to invest dollars to create opportunities and then finding a sustainable model, that's something that will not only attract women to watch, but families, kids, men, everybody. We want as wide an audience as possible.
I mean, the stereotype might be that, well, women's wrestling is just for women. What do you think makes it palatable to audiences of all ages, genders, and whatnot?
Well, I think, you know, with Wonder Woman, you know, the movie Wonder Woman, females can be the lead and can draw an audience. And so it's proven. Now we just need more opportunities. We need to you know, take that momentum and continue to build.
And do you think that the GLOW Netflix show helps sort of prime the market?
Absolutely. You know, I think GLOW reminded me of the love that people had for these characters, that, you know, and, you know, the opening of that series is about a female, an actress who didn't, you know, couldn't get any opportunity to open the door and, you know, used wrestling to, you know, try to get exposure, try to get more opportunities. So, I think the sky's the limit. And I think that this is a business model that will work so that it will, you know, stay in business for generations to come.
How involved are you in this? Because, of course, the Lakers must take up a lot of your time.
My partner, David McClain, is you know, chief operating officer. He has a staff. You know, I'm a fan. I just, you know, I put up the money and I, you know, I just honestly, when I tell you how much I love it, it's the truth. And I'm, you know, the number one fan, super fan, so I can go out and talk about it. But, you know, I love watching the stories unfold. I don't like to, you know, get tipped off as to what might happen in any given season.
Got it. Well, I wish you the best of luck with WOW, and congratulations as well as on Legacy, and of course for re-signing LeBron. That's big too. Thanks for your time, Jeannie.
Thank you, Andrew.
This has been another episode of Strictly Business. Tune in next week for another helping of scintillating conversation with media movers and shakers. And please make sure you subscribe to the podcast to hear future episodes. Also, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.